With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The guys on The Big Show have been going at it for 3 hours. But they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's The Big Show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Go to GreatLakesDragaway.com for information on the upcoming Time Machine Nationals on Labor Day weekend, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Bring out the whole family for funny cars, jet cars, wheel standers, and nitro cars.
Pick a lane on The Fan, 414-799-1250 to hop aboard. Also at 105.7 FM The Fan on Twitter. Facebook is Sports Radio 105.7 FM The Fan. Go like that page right now, and you can listen to us live there. You can interact with the show right there. It all works out. Sports Radio 105.7 FM The Fan, 1250 on the AM side, and the radio.com app. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250 in the right lane today, and it's the centerpiece of pretty much every conversation had by any sports fan in the city of Milwaukee today. Christian Yelich fracturing his kneecap yesterday on the right side after following a ball off in the first inning in a 1-2 count. Fouls it right off square off the kneecap, and he fractures that kneecap, and it's announced last night by David Stearns immediately following the game. And Gary Ellerson, you've seen a lot of guys go down in your years playing with the Badgers and in the NFL. And at this point right now, do you believe that this run the Milwaukee Brewers are on, they've won 8 of their last 10, 9 of their last 12, and it appeared that they were just starting to get healthier with Mike Moustakas coming back and Keston Hira being able to be activated off the IL, Brandon Woodruff pitching in a simulated game. We'll have the results of that on the On Deck show at 5:30. But after the Yelich injury last night, the way he's played, the magnitude of that type of a player, do you believe this run will continue under Christian Yelich? Or without Christian Yelich, I should say?
It doesn't feel like it, but they got 18 games, man. I mean, 18. And baseball is a little bit different than football. But he's their best player, and by far he's their best player. And we just talked to Wags, and Wags said, you know, due to numbers, and baseball is about numbers. Numbers tell you no, that they can't. But you'll know today. I mean, I think you'll get some sort of sense of how they are as a team, because sometimes you don't know how this affects your team, and that they could go in the tank, or some guys come out and step up. Now, obviously, there's going to be some guys doing that. I just don't know if Ryan Braun can reach back and bring back the old Ryan Braun that we used to see for 18 games, because that's what you're going to need.
Yeah, you need a sprint, and you need a sprint to the finish.
One of those guys need to be Christian Yelich. Is it Braun? Is it
Moustakas? Moustakas, he's out. When Lorenzo Cain is playing, Cain. Trent Grisham as well.
One of those guys need to do that. And then you got two of these young guys, Hira and
Grisham,
can one of those guys get hot?
Sparky, do you believe that this team will be able to continue the run without Christian Yelich?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to say yes on this one. I've been all show since last night. I've been in my brain trying to figure this one out. And to be honest, we don't know. We won't know until we see what they do look like tonight. But I just think that with Council as leader of this group of men, that they're going to rally around this and they're going to get on a roll here to end the season. I just can't imagine that this team just rolls over and plays dead the next 2 weeks because Council blew out his knee. And like I said earlier, and I know it's gruesome, but if this was a Tyler Skaggs deal where they found him dead in an apartment or something, then I'd say, yeah, okay, this very well may be done. They may not be able to overcome that. That's a shock to the system and all that. An injury to a player is different to me as far as how you react versus something sudden and tragic like what happened with Tyler Skaggs. So I think this Brewers team is going to be okay. And like we talked about early, go find that magic carpet ride the Packers used a couple of years ago. clean it off, dust it off, and hop on that bad boy and go get the playoffs.
So who would be driving that magic carpet ride? Like if somebody was able to get that blue magic carpet, the true blue carpet to ride through and beat those Cubs out for the final wild card spot and be able to get yourself into October, who do you see would be able to put the team on their back like that?
I'm going to go with the kids, Grisham or Hero. I think one of those two guys, depending on how long it takes Hero to get back, I think it's going to be one of those two guys to get it done and get on a bit of a run here. Look, you talk about Moustakas in the lineup, and you yourself said, well, who knows how long he's going to be in there. Mm-hmm. Hero's going to come back, and it's a hamstring. You don't know how long he's going to play. We've seen it before with the Packers. Guys come back, and all of a sudden, boom, two games later, he's hurt.
He just said it just there before that he had a cortisone shot in his hamstring. I didn't even know you were able to do cortisone shots in a hamstring.
Oh, follow the Packers. Ah, hamstring injuries all the time in Green Bay. They're used to hamstring injuries, well, at least under the older regime.
Well, yeah, we are.
Clay Matthews is a pro at hamstring injury.
Fast twitch.
They should just call Clay Matthews, ask you what he didn't do so they can actually stay on the field.
Wow.
Sorry.
Oh, that was a low blow, Steve. That was a low blow.
Nothing gets me more angry than hamstring issues consistently with a couple of players. It drives me nuts. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know how to fix it, but stretching and all this other stuff with strength and conditioning and trainers and all that other stuff around you're not a beer league softball player who pulls up running to first base because he's been sitting at his desk all day. That's not what we're talking about here. When it happens to the same guy, what I'm saying over and over and over, like Clay Matthews, drives me nuts. It happens one time with Keston Hero. Okay, fine. But I don't want him rushed back in there, and then all of a sudden he really does some damage to it, and then you're toast and you don't have him for the rest of the year. Just take your time.
414-799-1250. Do you believe this run can continue without Christian Yelich? And do the Brewers have enough? 414-799-1250. Gary,
yes.
It is completely different from football. And there's the difference in the fact of a starting quarterback has the ball in his hand 50 to 60 times a game and starts every part of the action in scoring points and being able to get you to that level. But Christian Yelich was playing at an unworldly level, hitting 330, 44 bombs. He's 40 homers and 30 steals. The last time it was done was Ryan Braun in 2012. And you look at other guys on that list, Barry Bonds, Jose Canseco. The list goes on and on. Alex Rodriguez, you're talking about Hall of Fame-type talents. Is this equivalent to the Packers losing Aaron Rodgers?
I believe it is, Billy. I think, although it's different, but both are transcending players. Both are players I don't think that you can really replace. Both are players are generational players. Both are players are the best at what they do. Both of these players are top five, respectively, in their league. And I don't just know how you overcome that. I just don't know who steps up and that can be that type of player. Now, with baseball, I think you can do it with a collection of players because you have 11 guys that can all hit. We basically can do all the same thing, and they have a chance to do it. You have a pitching rotation that may be to step up. So those are some of the things how you can replace what happens to Christian Yelich. But does Ryan Braun have enough left in the tank to carry this team for 18 games? I don't think that he does. I do agree with you guys. I think it's going to be a collection of players doing it together to make it happen.
Ryan Braun has had a very resurgent year. I guess, Sparky, that's the best way to call it. From Ryan Braun and what he's done in the second half of the season, hitting over 300 and being able to drive the ball a little bit. He's got 12 doubles here since the All-Star break, and he's having a very, very good year. And Gary's right. I mean, to expect him to all of a sudden go back to 2011 That's Ryan Braun, who was one of the most dangerous players in all of baseball, might not be feasible, but to expect him to be able to put the team on his back, I think is a fair ask because of, and it comes back to money, as it does, for the money that he gets paid. He gets paid $20 million a year for a reason, and when the team needs you, you need to be able to be counted upon. The mentions are a dangerous place with this question, is this an equivalent comparison to the Packers losing Aaron Rodgers? Where do you fall in that with Christian Yelich and Aaron Rodgers?
Can I go back to Braun real quick?
I'd love for you to, yeah.
He's not worth the money they're paying him this year anyhow. So to act like he should contribute to this team now for the last 2 weeks, like he's worth the money that he's making, he's not worth the money that he's making. He's probably worth about half of the money that he's making at this point. So that's kind of how you got to look at it. Again, we'll see what happens. Take a couple gummies, see what's up. Okay, so Rodgers and our guy here. I don't think it's the same just because Rodgers, any quarterback in the National Football League or college or high school, you're touching the football every time you're on offense. So you kind of control everything. So from that perspective, I don't think it's the same. If you are still trying to pin me down on a comparison between Rodgers and Yelich with 18 games to go, I would say it's like missing Rodgers for the second half of a regular season football game in a close football game, you know, three-point game or something, and then asking Timmy Boyle to come in the second half and win that game. Can he do that? Yeah, I think so. For a half? Sure. And I think this Brewers team can overcome not having Yelich for a half and get a wild card position and overcome a one-game deficit to the Cubs. Yeah, I think it's possible. Sure.
Tony is in Oak Creek. He's first up on Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Billy. How you doing?
Good.
So I tweeted and tagged you and Sparky and a couple other guys from the fan there in an article that my buddy wrote. He works for the Shepherd Express, and just kind of talking about how, I mean, yeah, it's going to be more difficult because we just lost the MVP. I think he's going to be the MVP again this year, even with the injury. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we are getting pieces back, and like Gary was saying, it's a team game. And if you think about it, we're getting Keston back. Don't know what capacity that looks like, but that's an upgrade from Spangenberg. We've been having Shaw in there the last week or so for Moustakas. That's going to be an upgrade. Lyles and Hauser have been pitching really well. Our bullpen has kind of solidified a little bit more, even though Claudio's arm's going to fall off.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like the pieces that we're getting back at this point in time are going to be beneficial. Braun, I don't think, has to put the team on his back, even though he has been playing well. I wouldn't say great or anything like that. Like you said, Sparky, he's not making the money or playing worth the money that he's making. But he has been playing well this year. I think that I'm not drinking the Tim Allen Kool-Aid saying that, you know, we're going to go to the World Series, but I definitely have an optimistic outlook on things. Grisham has been playing really well. You know, we got my boy Gamble, who's been, you know, very, very clutch at point in time this year.
For sure.
Not super consistent, but he's been clutch at times. And, you know, just feel like the clubhouse, you know, it is a big blow with Yelly, but it's definitely something that we can continue. And we've got a favorable schedule until we hit the Cardinals. We're playing some poor teams, and we can potentially keep this up for a little bit.
Okay. Appreciate it, Tony.
I want to talk about something that,
come on,
that he just
talk about it.
That he just brought up there. You know, you talk about Braun, you know, and he agrees that, okay, this is a lot to ask of Braun. He agrees that to think World Series now without Yelich is probably a little crazy. Mm-hmm. But Tim Allen doesn't think that right now, does he? I mean, he wasn't on the air last night talking about World Series without Christian Yelich, was he?
No, it's just it's trying to get into the playoffs. I mean, I think that's the number one thing.
Get the wild card.
You got to try to be able to get into the dance. And I said it a couple of weeks ago, guys, that I thought this team was becoming and trending to be one of the most dangerous teams in baseball. Maybe not the best. Maybe not at certain points the clutchest. They don't have the talent that the Dodgers do with the youth and the experience. But nobody wanted to play a team that has Josh Hader that you can roll out at any point in time. Christian Yelich, who was close to hitting 50 home runs. Lorenzo Cain and Mike Moustakas. Moose on pace before he started getting banged up. He was on pace at like 40. Like, the talent that they had, they were one of the most dangerous teams in the league. If they got to the dance, nobody wanted to see them there. And at this point in time, it makes it much more difficult to be able to think that way.
Let's go to Dennis on the west side. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Dennis?
Yeah, I disagree with the comment that one of you guys made that Braun is, quote, worth half of what he's making. Grandel and Braun are making about the same amount, give or take a million or two, and their statistics are awfully darn close. In fact, with Yelich being out for the season, Ryan Braun has the highest batting average on the team. So I don't think Braun is being overpaid at all based on what he's making and based on what other players of comparable stats are making around the majors.
Appreciate the call, Dennis.
All right, thanks for the call.
Stevie, you've been the one that's beat the drum for the Ryan Braun not worth the money for
absolutely
a long time. I tend to believe that he was at the back end of a system that he was going to get paid for past performance. And $20 million for a guy hitting 290 on pace for 20-some home runs, the
Ron
RBIs
right
that he
now,
can ride in.
Ron
it's
right
around
now
there.
Is hitting 302, 371 on base, which is really good. 547 slugging, which is only behind Yelich at 611 at this point. For 918 OPS is really good, no question about it. So far this season,
the OPS from Ryan Braun is definitely above major league average. And I think also the biggest issue, Dennis, with the money for Ryan Braun is the availability. I mean, I understand where the feelings of that he's maybe a little bit overcompensated for what he's been able to give you, primarily because the availability is accountability, and he hasn't been able to be on the field for the 150 games that you expected. But 120 games of Ryan Braun is a lot better than most replaceable major league players that you're going to find.
Those numbers I gave you were post All-Star.
So second half of the season.
Second half of the season, right. That wasn't the whole season. For the whole season.
About 280, 85.
Right. So for the whole season for Braun, 282 for the season. 18 homers, 60 RBIs, 338 on base percentage this year for him. Slugging a 484, good for an overall OPS of 822. But Braun is playing better post All-Star break for sure.
And he was the dude last year, guys, that looked at everybody in the clubhouse and said, if I stay healthy, throwing you on my back.
Right.
Ride me.
We'll
and,
see.
And I think some of that, too, is, I mean, you guys can talk about this a little bit more, Gary and Leroy. You guys have seen top-level Hall of Fame talented players. Ryan Braun's not going to end up in the Hall of Fame because of outstanding circumstances and the regression of the career. But that type of talent, that type of swagger, that type of ability, sometimes when the lights come on, certain dudes respond differently than other people can
tonight.
Do it.
Right. We're going to find out in the next 2 days. I mean, maybe not tonight, but the next 2 days.
This weekend against St. Louis is going to be part of that,
well,
too.
Well, I mean, but see, that's the lead up.
Right.
So if he stays hot or semi-hot, I don't want to see him go 0-10.
Sure.
Or
I get what you're saying.
8
yep.
The next two games here. You got two more games against Miami, don't we? I don't want to see him doing some stuff like that and then trying to figure it out against the Cardinals. That you're asking yourself to go in that Cardinals series to struggle.
And you got to feel good about yourself going into St. Louis, no doubt about it. And you can do that with a really, really good shave at an affordable price.
Well, I'm not here every day. Y'all guys have to keep me. You know, I'm the Christian Yelich of this show. I'm not here all the time. Y'all do a great job.
Where did that come from?
Leroy Butler, Leap 36. Well, I mean,
go ahead, man.
Four-time All-Pro, I guess.
Just leaped in.
Yeah, leaped
don't
in.
Don't know the hell we're talking about. Just
all 90s decades. Yeah, flexing his muscle.
You know what I like
got
about
his
him?
Army hat on today.
I like that. I like his Army hat on
I really
today.
Do
what
like
you
that.
What you represent? You
absolutely.
Not 11, man.
Yeah.
18 years ago today.
I thought he had his FDNY hat on today.
I got it somewhere.
Where your FDNY hat on, cuz?
It may be dirty.
No, you can't get
no,
it.
No,
because I got that at the black and at a high degree.
Talk about Harry's Razors, man.
Kind of hey, like I can use that to shade the beard.
That's too. Right. Harry's Razors.
You got to clean that thing up.
Use it.
I will tomorrow for
spring. And you will love it just like yours truly here. Get a nice, smooth, comfortable shave with those sharp, sharp blades that they have. Cut down on your razor time just a little bit because of how sharp those blades are. And those blades are coming from their own factory that they own in Germany. It's been making some of the best blades in the world for nearly a century. Yes, that's right. Harry's Razor is the only way to go. Get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just use the word Sparky, S-P-A-R-K-Y, and Harry's.com. Harry's believes you shouldn't have to trade great quality for a low price. You deserve both. And to keep prices low, they cut out the middleman and ship directly to you. Plus, 100% quality guarantee if you don't love your shave, and you will. Let them know, and they'll give you a full refund. Harry's has a special offer for listeners of The Big Show this summer. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code SPARKY, S-P-A-R-K-Y, at Harry's.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code SPARKY at Harry's.com. And when you run out, remember Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each. And if you prefer to shop in-store, some of you do. Harry's Razors are also available at Target and Walmart.
Still believe the Brewers have a chance without Christian Yelich. 414-799-1250. Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a Lane continues next. And somebody set money on fire. I got the details next on The Fan. Big Show on the Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. 414-799-1250. 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app here on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM. Paul is in Oak Creek. He's up on the Fan, Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane at 414-799-1250. Hey, Paul.
What's up, neighbor?
Hey, man. Hey, neighbor.
What's going on?
You know, I think they, not too much, you know, watching nice cloudy skies and stuff like that. It was pretty rough to swallow last night with Yelly, but, you know, yeah. It's just the nature of the beast. These things happen, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the way it goes. But I think they, with the games that they have left and the guys, you know, Keston coming up and Woody almost getting close, I think they got a good chance. But the biggest thing here for them to make a run is they have to either bench, send down, release, do whatever you got to the rally killer. He should never be in the lineup again.
Are you saying that about Travis Shaw?
Yes, I am.
Oh, man.
Shaw is taking some bad cuts.
There is just no cuts. I mean, I'm just saying, we could send Leroy up there, and he could put lumber on a ball.
That's right.
There's no reason why this guy should be in a lineup at all.
Appreciate it, Paul. It's, you know what? It's hard for me to justify it. Why he's in the lineup?
Yeah, let's hear it. As Gary said, you're the baseball guy.
Well, he's going to have to be a part of the organization next year. You bank on previous success? I don't know. I wish
you
I had an answer
sound
for why you.
Too convincing.
No, I'm actually none bit at all convinced that Travis Shaw will. I've now, actually, Leroy, I've done a complete 180. Every time Travis Shaw comes up to the plate, as bad as that sounds, I'm laughing at people that expect him to get a hit. Like, every time he comes up, I'm sitting there like, this is going to be the time. He's finally going to do it. Travis, you're so overdue, man. Come on now.
He is overdue.
And then it's just like, why? Why did I even expect that?
Yeah.
How could I have anticipated that he would have been able to do anything? So now, at this point, Travis Shaw comes up, I'm just expecting it to be the end of the inning. Called him the rally killer, as bad as that is. That's pretty accurate.
See, Keston Hiura coming back, too, that's a huge lift when you see him in that clubhouse. Him and Grishy.
And Moose has got to be doing something, too.
These young guys, they're going to have to step up. But not only that, you know, I remember at one point Zach Davies was on fire.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to give you, hey, man, listen, I don't need but four
innings?
Four, that's it. Four. And then we'll do our thing and bring in 13 other guys.
And with Hiura coming back, he replaces Yelich at three, and that's your number three hitter every day.
And today it's Mike Moustakas.
Judge Martin should be fourth.
No, he's got to stay in that two-hole. Got to have your best hitters hitting in that first inning. That's why Yasmani's up there.
Okay. Yasmani.
Yep.
All right. Well, who will be four?
Your boy, number eight tonight.
I'll have
the rest of the lineups coming up here in a couple of minutes from right now.
I like that.
But first, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is going to tell you guys week two of the NFL.
And we owe Lopez the last time he pitched us.
You're now late to go and getting Sunday tickets, so do it today so you don't miss another one.
Exactly right, and you'll still get your money's worth here. You want to know why? Because if you call Set and Sound Solutions today and take advantage of a great deal that they have going on, you can get the NFL Sunday ticket at no cost for this upcoming season.
Right?
Free is good, right? If I can get the NFL Sunday ticket free for this season, who cares that I missed a week? It's still worth every penny. AT&T and DirecTV, a beautiful marriage. TV and internet for as low as $99 a month. You get the choice package with DirecTV. That includes Fox Sports Wisconsin. Watch your favorite baseball and basketball teams. NFL Sunday ticket, like I said, at no additional cost for the season. And $200 in Visa cards. Good. Anywhere Visa is accepted. But wait for it. They can do more for you now. Sight and Sound Solutions can offer you a U-verse bundle. The new AT&T fiber internet. AT&T wireless phones. Have they got it? Well, if you want it, they got it. There, I almost screwed that up. Basically, the entire lineup of AT&T services. As an existing customer, if you feel your package deal could be better, well, they can help you with that too. Wouldn't you rather call a 262 number and talk to the local guy that's been doing this entertainment stuff for over 15 years? That's my guy, Al. Of course you would. I've been dealing with Al for several years, and he's the best. Sight and Sound Solutions, a preferred retailer for AT&T, and number one for customer service. Trust me, call them, and they'll take great care of you with your DirecTV service and AT&T. Call Sight and Sound Solutions today, 262-754-1500. 262-754-1500. NFL Sunday ticket. I'll make renewed season prevailing rate. Let's cancel prior to start of the season. Select international games exclude remote access to one game at a time. Data charges may apply. Call for details.
Guys, I've actually never done this before. I've actually never set money on fire.
Uh-huh.
I've actually never done it before.
Uh-huh.
But apparently somebody just decided to. Okay, there's a young
man.
It's
not you, because I thought you came ready to say you was sitting.
No, no, that's one thing that I've never done. I've never set money on fire. I've thought about what that would be like.
Man, I'm so broke. I wish somebody would.
This is setting money on fire. A man at the Caesars Sportsbook today just put $4,000 on the Buffalo Bills to win the Super Bowl. That is legitimately setting money on fire.
Okay. If they win the Super Bowl.
Right?
If they win the Super Bowl. Does he get his own TV show?
Well, yeah. He gets $400,000. I mean, he could probably buy a couple of different channels on some kind of DirecTV package, I would think, right? I mean, they have sports gambling shows all over TV now.
If he hits it.
Ooh-wee.
He ain't
no, there's no if. Man. There's no if in that
you
one.
If.
You got a better chance of the Packers hitting it than the Bills.
That's 4,000.
I just hope that he was loaded. Like, I hope that he's got a ton of money. Right. No big deal. I hope it wasn't somebody that doesn't have a lot of money, was hammered,
and was like, I got it. That's the most expensive toilet paper you'll ever use, that's for sure. Hello, Windows and Doors, Wisconsin On Deck show comes up next. We get you ready for the Brewers' first game without Christian Yelich. I got the lineups and more, and after the game, baby, Shade and Wine postgame show here on The Fan. This has been the Wendy's Big Show. We're back tomorrow at 2.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.